This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's a viral video going around of an engagement gone seriously wrong. Guy is proposing on a boat. It's all cute till his buddy tries tossing him the ring and it flies overboard. Another friend quickly jumps over and tries to fish the box out of the ocean. Viewers called BS on the whole thing, saying it was staged. Now the soon-to-be bride is speaking out. She says indeed it was a joke, but the groom and ring thrower were in on it. Everyone's reactions, including the guy who went overboard, were genuine. Guy popping the question had the diamond in his pocket the whole time. Knuckleheads. A new report: during the pandemic, Americans are squirreling away their cash. In April, we hit a record, saving 33% of our take-home pay. By June, when the economy started reopening, we were down to saving 19%. But analysts say that was still way above the average. Typically, it's 7%. They say Americans are sitting on little piles of cash for the rest of the year. Also related, seems we've adopted minimalistic lifestyles. What does that mean? Some say they're only buying essentials and not the luxury brands. They're canceling subscription services and gym memberships and not ordering meal deliveries. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's a Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's been an explosion in telemedicine. 41% of Americans say the pandemic has pushed them into therapy. Analysts say virtual health interactions will top 1 billion by the end of this year. Nighttime fishing is becoming a big thing in the Midwest, especially here in Michigan and Ohio. Anglers say just because the sun goes down doesn't mean the fish stop biting. In fact, large trout often sleep during the day and come out to hunt in the dark. So that's a big deal this summer, camping out, sleeping during the day, fishing at night. They're calling it vampire fishing. A high-rise condo in Miami is so boutique, they've hired a robot to zap coronavirus. The Zenex Light Strike roams around common areas like hallways and the lobby. It uses UV rays to destroy the virus like some kind of tanning salon terminator. The owner of the building says they're also building the world's first COVID-conscious hotel, whatever that means. A New York designer has come up with a bodysuit with a built-in face mask, and Twitter's going nuts about it. While it's got a lot of people laughing at what basically is a purple ninja outfit, a lot of people are like, girl, that would be cute if it came in black. The bodysuit has a built-in turtleneck with ear loops that you can pull over your face. The post has more than 70,000 likes. Yeah, but would you actually wear it? Now, you might know this is Shark Week, basically the Super Bowl for the Discovery Channel. And because we're all stuck inside dreaming of the great outdoors, it couldn't come at a better time. Last year, Shaquille O'Neal almost got bit by a shark. He agreed to join the team, swim with the sharks in a cage. Unfortunately, one slipped between the bars. It was a close call, and lots of folks didn't think he'd ever sign back on with the show. But he's back. He tells Entertainment Tonight this year he made sure he was swimming with less dangerous sharks. You can binge all things sharks this week on the Discovery Channel. Oh, also on Discovery, they're putting a new spin on Dodgeball, the network's all-new competition series. Dodgeball Thunderdome takes the sport to a new level. YouTube star David Dobrik is the host. If you get hit by the ball or fail to finish one of the crazy obstacle courses, you're out. Dodgeball Thunderdome premieres August 19th at 9 on Discovery. Knucklehead News out of Florida. where a guy with a computer printer and $139,000 Porsche is in big trouble and looking at some serious time. 42-year-old Casey William Kelly has some pretty rich tastes, but can't quite afford his desired lifestyle. So he powered up his computer, printed out a fake check to cover the six-figure price tag. Short while later, he was able to drive his brand new Porsche 911 Turbo off the lot and to a jewelry store to drop a fake $60,000 check on three Rolexes. The jeweler waited for the check to clear before handing over the watches, and when it didn't, he called the cops. Around the same time, the Porsche dealership discovered its check was fake and reported the car stolen. Kelly was arrested and charged with grand theft auto and passing a bad check. Gotta wonder how the dealership let him drive off before the check cleared. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. Send me things to buzz about if you find them. Paul at WCSY.com. Thank you for whatever you send. Don't miss our podcasts. Also at WCSY.com and all the great podcasting outlets. Out of time. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll surely buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.